Hi, and welcome to Cosmos, Cosmos the Shot, and here's to the Atheist Scientist and the God Particle.
Ooh,
oh, nicely done.
I gotta hold the headphones.
Ooh, boy.
Ooh.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Uh-oh. Brandon didn't go smoothly.
It was a new shot.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Ours is good.
Peter Higgs was born on May 29th, 1929 in Newcastle upon the Tyne in England.
Upon the Tyne, I don't know.
Yeah, in Tyne in England, I don't know. The little town names, I guess.
I thought you'd take Stratford-upon-Avon.
Yes.
Anyway, because his father moved around a lot and that he had childhood asthma and, of course, World War II.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah. Peter was largely homeschooled in the early years.
Oh.
Yeah. However, from 1941 to 1946, so during World War II, he did attend the Cotham Grammar School and was inspired by one of the school's previous alums, one Paul Dirac, a pioneer and Nobel laureate for theoretical contributions to quantum mechanics.
Wow.
Yeah.
Doesn't he have an equation? Dirac's equation?
Yep, he does. He attended King's College. He attended King's College, where he graduated with a math degree in 1950.
Okay.
Cool.
A physics master's degree in 1952.
Huh.
Overachiever.
And a PhD in physics in 1954.
Wow. Now he's just showing off.
Yeah. He began his post-PhD career at the University of Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
But also had stints at Imperial College and University College London. But he did return to the University of Edinburgh and stayed there until he retired, which I think was in there. It might have been in the 90s when he retired. But while at Edinburgh, he became interested in how particles got their mass.
Oh, yeah.
A fundamental question. So everything is made of particles.
Yes.
Some particles, like photons, are massless and they zip around at the speed of light.
Pew, pew.
Yeah. Others, like electrons and quarks, though, they do have mass. Mm-hmm. But the question is, how did they get their mass when everything right after the Big Bang was massless and moving at speed of light? So how did they get their mass?
Tiny chicken nuggets.
Yes. So in the early 1960s, Higgs postulated the existence of what is now called the Higgs mechanism.
Hey.
There's going to be a bunch of things named after Higgs.
Okay.
And that came about when the electromagnetic force and the weak nuclear force split in the early moments after the Big Bang. And this created a field called the Higgs field.
Okay.
Hey.
And that gives mass to quarks and leptons. And these particles interact with the field. They get their mass. The more mass of the particle, the more it interacts with the field.
Mm-hmm.
Photons, they don't give a shit about the field, so they don't interact with it. So they're massive. Yeah,
hey.
I know, right? But Higgs came up with this fundamental. He came up with the fundamentals of this theory after a failed camping trip in the Scottish Highlands. I don't have any details.
That's the juicy parts.
No, what? Did it rain? Were there bears?
It had to have been raining.
Can't believe you missed the goddamn story.
Like a serial murder, Jason situation?
You know, what's great is you can fill in the blanks.
I will.
Yeah, I could not get any details about the failed
game. Sounds like a good room for some nerdy fan fiction.
Writing it down right now.
Anyway, he wrote a paper on his thoughts after this failed camping trip.
Upset.
And it was accepted and printed in Physics Letters, a journal edited by CERN.
Hey. Oh.
All right. He wrote a second paper. And it was rejected by CERN.
Wow.
Oh, okay. That happens.
Because it had, and I quote, no obvious relevance to physics.
Oh, was he writing about ponies?
Face.
The Higgs mechanism, the Higgs field, all that kind of stuff.
How is that related to physics?
I don't know.
It's all physics.
I know, right? Anyway, it was accepted and printed in Physical Review Letters.
Mm-hmm.
And a third paper was also on the subject of you know, How Things Get Their Mass was also printed. So those three things. The theory predicted the existence of a new particle called the Higgs boson.
Hey, you think when he gave hugs, they were called Higgs hugs?
Higgs hugs.
Nice. It reminds me of the Futurama joke when Hawking's on there. I call it Hawking radiation. I call it a Hawking hole. I call this a Hawking car.
Anyway, the Higgs boson is also known as the God particle.
Ooh. Oh, you missed a word.
You missed a word.
What word?
It's known as the God particle, but the full name, which I think you're getting at.
I just know it as the God particle.
Oh, no. So why is it called God particle? Because of the full name.
What's the full name?
It's so difficult to find it that he called it the goddamn particle, but they just shortened it to God particle.
He actually hated the name.
Really?
Yeah, it's called the goddamn particle.
Yeah, he hated the name.
That's so much better. Anyway, goddamn particle.
The search began to find this elusive particle, mm-hmm. and on July 4th, 2012, 48 years after it was predicted, CERN announced its discovery. Ironically, the same organization that rejected his second...
Take that, CERN.
His second paper announced the existence of the Higgs boson.
That's some good old revenge right there.
Yeah. So that was in 2012, and they quickly handed out a Nobel Prize.
Oh, yeah.
A year later.
Sorry. Here you go.
Apologies.
Yeah, so in 2013, he and Francois Englert and Englert. Not
I like Engelbert, the laugh you have. Englert.
It just sounds like he's a singer, you know? He's like a crooner from the 1950s, 40s. But anyway, there was another physicist, Brout, something like that. He was involved. But he had the audacity of dying a few years earlier,
and he couldn't get the Nobel Prize
because of stupid rules. Anyway, so they were awarded the prize for the theoretical discovery of a mechanism that contributes to our understanding of the origins of mass of subatomic particles. You know, when the Nobel Prize just like gives the reason why they, it just seems so understated to me. But anyway. So, Peter Higgs was pretty modest. He was also a bit camera shy when it came to the media.
Uh-huh.
It's the only part of life he was shy about, besides that he named everything about after himself. called his Higgs shyness.
So, in an article, he recounted how he spent his day, his morning, on that August morning in 2013 where they announced the Nobel Prize, because he was pretty sure he was going to get it. And so...
what a baller move.
Got this, guys.
So he anticipated a bunch of media attention for it, and he took some steps to avoid it. So he left his house in Edinburgh. Went for a walk around the harbor.
Nice.
So apparently near the harbor in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
So he went for a walk around that. Then he went to lunch.
Oh.
And to an art exhibition.
I imagine he had like an egg salad sandwich. I don't know.
What a delightful day that is.
So on his way home, he actually ran into a former neighbor of his.
Oh.
And they started chatting, and the former neighbor congratulated him on his award. And his response was, quote, "What award?" So, I mean, he knew he was going to get it. He knew it. But anyway, Peter Higgs, he died recently after a short illness at his home on April 8, 2024. He was 94 years old. And that is the story of the atheist scientist and the goddamn particle.
Goddamn particle.
Love it.
So, follow us on all the things. Check out the shot. Check out our main episode. And, cheers, everybody. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.